And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. Text lines are open. Text it or call it. There it is, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. All right, so number one, Triple Dipper. So I did that little mini thing right there with the special breaking news, and as it develops, if something new happens, we will bring it to you. But in fact, what we haven't seen is a statement from the Trump campaign, which I'm very curious to see how they're going to address this, although I can only imagine. But let me jump in here to the first dipper. The wages of wokeness, I call it. Ask yourself, when they did this, what were they thinking and what now are they having to put up with or what could they have to put up with because of what they did? Let me go ahead and clarify. The wages of wokeness. Liberals have a habit of overreaching. They think that if they just do the one more thing, spend the one more dollar, you know, push you one more foot to over here and get this thing in front of your kids and that they'll win. No. And the reality is at some point, overreach is overreach. And the wages of their wokeness begins to come back to them. Case in point on the broad scale, California. I've got a story here from the Free Beacon, came out 2 days ago. You heard me talk about the fact that California has been losing people, hemorrhaging people, like U-Haul. If you go look at U-Haul, U-Haul does an annual report. It's hilarious, really, when you think about this, how effective this really is. But U-Haul does an annual report showing the migration of peoples based upon one-way trailer rentals. And so if you've rented a truck or trailer from U-Haul and it was only one-way, they then compile a report showing how many states, you know, had massive one-way rentals and how many had incoming one, like the drop-offs. Well, the state that had the most one-way rentals out was California. California's hemorrhaging people right now. Why would that be, Phil? Pray tell. It's because their liberal policies are choking people. Because they have massive budget deficits. Because they allow for rampant crime. I mean, there's stories out today that I won't even really get into, but well, I'll take you back. One of them, I'll just go ahead and say, there's a woman who is crying foul right now in the Bay Area in California because her son was murdered, and the murderer, who has been arrested and charged multiple times, was let out without bail. And she's saying, what are we doing? Well, that's California right now. Are there some beautiful things going on? Yes. I used to live in California briefly. I can just tell you, it's a beautiful, it's a jewel, and it's being run into the ground. Now, there are conservative enclaves, Northern California mostly, but there are conservative enclaves. But here's a story from Free Beacon. The wages of wokeness. More than 75,000 people left California this year. Y'all, 75,000 exited the state this year. According to latest U.S. Census Bureau's population estimates, the Golden State exodus continues. It says this year marked the fourth consecutive year of population loss for the Golden State. And although it's slowing from the previous 2 years, federal estimates show the exodus has not stopped. In fact, it says the state's projected net loss comes despite the fact that there was an uptick in foreign immigration that brought 126,000 people in. So are you hearing that? Foreign immigration, and I would dare say the vast majority of that is illegal immigration coming into the state. They're being flooded with foreign immigration, largely illegal immigration, but yet the taxpayers, the producers of the state are exiting in droves. Says the census analysis comes as California's Democratic leaders face a $68 billion deficit next year. $68 billion deficit as a state next year. California GOP Chairwoman Jessica Milan Patterson says, people are fleeing our state in droves. While the red states that Gavin Newsom loves to continue to hate grow in population, California's sky-high cost of living, surging crime, homeless crisis, and failing schools are not a very compelling case for why people should stay here. Here's the other thing. They have more college graduates leaving the state than there are entering. And it's expected right now that when the next census occurs in 2030, California, by the way, in the last census, the results were such that California, for the first time in its history, lost a congressional seat. In 2030, which is just 7 years away, they're projected to lose up to 5 more seats. That's a huge loss of population. It's raking their budgets over the coals. It's making things very difficult. Basically, the ones that are being fed by the state are staying. The ones that feed the state with their tax dollars are leaving. The wages of wokeness. I'm just telling you, man. California is a classic example. Now, let's bring it down to a more localized level. So my very first job, paycheck job, like clock in, clock out paycheck job. I mean, I mowed grass and I did summer, you know, construction with my uncle's business and different things. But my first true got to be there on time, clock in, clock out job was Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A in Parkway City Mall in Huntsville, Alabama. So yes, Chick-fil-A has a near and dear place to my heart. In fact, if you go on the rightsideradio.org website, you'll find our recommended reading list. And one of them is the book by Truett Cathy, the founder of Chick-fil-A, talks about how he did it. Well, one of the ways he did it was by staying true to his principles and his beliefs. Chick-fil-A is still to this day a Christian-run organization. They are closed on Sundays. Story here for Fox Business. A new bill filed in the New York State Assembly aims to force some Chick-fil-A locations to have to operate 7 days a week. Butters is giving me the look. Threatening the fast food chain's longstanding policy is keeping its restaurant closed on Sundays. The legislation proposed last week would require all food vendors operating at rest stops owned by the New York State Thruway Authority to open every day and names Chick-fil-A as the reason behind the move. You talk about a persecution here. Here's the quote from the bill itself. You ready? Though it says, quote, while there is nothing objectionable about a fast food restaurant closing on a particular day of the week. Oh, really? Service areas dedicated to travelers is an inappropriate location for such a restaurant. Publicly owned service areas should use their space to maximally benefit the public. Allowing for retail space to go unused on 1/7 of the week or more is a disservice and unnecessary inconvenience to travelers who rely on these service areas. Hit it. That is jackassery at the highest levels. But what are the wages of this wokeness? What do you imagine will happen if they actually pass a bill like this? Where does it stop? Because next thing they'll say, hey, private sector, by the way, we think you should be open 10 hours a day. Hey, private sector, by the way, we think you should set your minimum wage at this level. Hey, private sector, we don't have any say in how you make your goods and provide your services, but we're going to come in there and we're going to require you to have, you know, desks made of biodegradable products. It goes on and on.
Chick-fil-A will just say bye-bye.
And that's the wages of wokeness. That's where I was about to head next. You're right. That's exactly what will happen. Chick-fil-A, if you think for a second that Chick-fil-A is going to go, oh, our longstanding policy of recognizing the Sabbath as an entire institution. We're sorry, New York. We didn't realize that y'all were such pagans and we needed to convert to your belief systems. Now, what's going to wind up happening is Chick-fil-A is going to go, well, then never mind. And they'll shut down and people will lose their jobs and there'll be less revenue to the area. Sales taxes will go down because Chick-fil-A's not open at all. This is the wages of wokeness. This is what happens when you believe the big government is the answer to everything. More on this when we get back. The wages of wokeness. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Rightside Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Rightside Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, text messages are flowing in. We will catch up with you again in momentarily with that. So if you want to text it in or call it in, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. By the way, this is the Friday before Christmas. Later in the show, we'll be focusing in on Christmas. But in the meantime, please feel free to text us your favorite early Christmas memories. Or favorite Christmas memories in general. That's fine with me. I'd love to hear them. Which one do I want next? I've got my whole stack. I mean, the wages of wokeness. So what happens? This is what I started for the last hour break. What happens when wokeness finally catches up with them? What happens when stuff just like the woke policies, the woke regulatory burdens, the woke legislation just finally coalesces into a thing? Well, you get what I call the wages of wokeness. Like, for instance, Breitbart reports as of 2 days ago, a fire shuts down GM's electric car plant. Executives blame the batteries materials catching fire. Yeah, Butter's giving me the look. You've got the look, man. General Motors Factory Zero plant was temporarily shut down after a fire broke out. The plant produces electric vehicles, which have a history of catching fire, though GM executives said that battery materials were the cause. Factory Zero, also known as the Detroit Hamtramck facility, has been celebrated by President Joe Biden's administration for its all-electric production. On Tuesday, the plant closed after a fire filled the plant with heavy smoke. Our initial investigation indicates that a forklift accidentally punctured a container with battery materials, which caused the fire. If all it takes is puncturing something to cause the fire. Anyway, it says the investigation continues. This is in an area where they store lithium-ion batteries. The fire is only the latest at EV plants across the United States. In February, Ford Motor Company was forced to halt production in Detroit of its all-electric F-150 Lightning pickup after one truck battery caught fire, which spread to another vehicle. The issue of EV battery fires has been so severe for GM that in 2021, the automaker had to recall its all-electric Chevy Bolt over fire risks associated with its batteries. What happens? Let me ask you this. Pray tell. Okay, first of all, I got to quit saying pray tell. What happens? It's like the fourth time I've said it. What happens when you force something out there with woke policies, woke legislation, spending dollars on your woke legislation, and you thrust things into the general public before they are ready, before they are ripe for sale, if you will? Now, some will say, Phil, we've had battery-operated cars going for a while now. This is not that big a... Isn't it? Is it not? And so when you see twice in 1 year manufacturing plants shutting down because the batteries are catching fire, you got to go, maybe we're seeing the wages of wokeness.
Yeah.
What's your thought?
Well, I go, being a guy who happens to be a big fan of diesel pickup trucks, you know, it's not just electric. You go back 2006 when they implemented more emissions controls. You know, they stuck a bunch of stuff on that just destroyed. They forced manufacturers to do shoddy engineering, and you've got a whole chain of trucks out there that now, fortunately, the aftermarket's fixed most of that.
Whoop whoop.
But yeah, I mean, it's not what the market wants. You're just forcing it, you're just causing problems.
You're absolutely forcing a fake market and a product line that may be a bit ahead of its time, and you're creating safety issues.
Yeah.
And so, yes, one of the things that happens when woke policies are thrust upon us is you may, in fact, just be creating safety issues on top of everything else. You may be forcing Chick-fil-A restaurants to just close down and people lose their jobs. You may be looking at 75,000 people leaving the state of California. I don't know. Or for that matter, Netflix may once again find its subscriptions dropping. Pray tell, what has happened this time? I said pray tell again. This has got to stop.
Okay, shot of eggnog every time you hear Phil say pray tell.
We're playing the eggnog shots game now with Phil. Pray tell, pray tell, pray tell, pray tell. the Right Side Ruffians are snockered by the time the hour two is over. Daily Wire, back on track, Phil. Daily Wire reports. I saw this. I saw the video, by the way, on social media. There's apparently a kid's show on Netflix. My understanding is my grandkids don't watch it, and I'm glad. The show is called Cocomelon. Cocomelon is, you know, a little kid's animated show, right? Cocomelon has a spinoff already called Cocomelon Lane. Cocomelon Lane, I assume, has multiple families. They have different things about their families. Episode 8 of Cocomelon Lane has this wonderful scene of a little boy dancing around in a tutu and a tiara with two gay fathers who are fawning over him. And it's like to the point that you look at it and go, you would almost think this was designed to be a caricature. Like, just, this is comedy, but no, they meant it as real. Daily Wire podcast, host Matt Walsh says, another popular children's program has decided to go all in on the left-wing indoctrination. Episode 8 of the show recently released first season. In the clip, we see a young boy, a character named Nico, dancing around in the dress and tiara while his two gay dads look on approvingly. Not just looking on. I saw a brief clip of it. It was clapping their hands and laughing and just loving the moment. It says, whatever the message is, the child watching the show will be perfectly susceptible to it, Walsh went on. Netflix has your child where they want him, sitting there, eyes glued to the screen, passively absorbing whatever images, sounds, and ideas emerge from it. And if your kid happened to be watching episode 8 of Cocomelon Lane, he would passively observe or absorb the idea that it's normal for boys to dress like girls and there's nothing strange about a child having two dads. He added that it was intentional to debut this scene in episode 8 because it's most likely parents would not notice it by then. That's a great point. So he says, like any groomer, you want to lure the parents into a false sense of security. They see the first couple of episodes. Everything looks pretty normal and harmless, not knowing that the gay dads and the cross-dressing kids are buried midway through the 8th episode. It's all very deliberate, very evil, and sadly very effective. Well, first of all, I hope the wages of this are that Netflix begins to lose subscriptions. It's not the first time that they have had what I would call groomer-style content. And it's not even set up with any kind of a disclaimer. And it's not, it's just, this is normal. Why would you, hey, we have defined normal for you and you will like it. Well, the wages of wokeness on this are, how about no, we don't want to participate. And that could very well happen. Butters, are we going to find out anything more about Harvard University President Claudine Gay? Is it possible that there's anything else out there that we could find out about her that would cause us to just basically throw up our hands in the air and wonder why she's still the president of Harvard?
You mean again?
How about this one? I asked the question rhetorically because I have the answer in my hands.
I figured.
I do. Daily Wire, once again. Embattled Harvard president created the task force to decrease the visibility of white men on campus.
Read that again.
Is this where I say pray tell?
No. I'm just, my ears are bleeding right now.
I kid you not. So, and by the way, it's not like someone is interpreting something and trying to read into it and creating an accusation. No. So she responded to the death of George Floyd a few years ago by commissioning a task force to tackle the historical reckoning with social justice. And according to Christopher Rufo, he says, Harvard's Claudine Gay led the task force to reduce the visual presence of white men in campus spaces simply for being white men. They committed no crimes. They were not deemed racist. Their ancestry and anatomy were just enough to justify their banishment. Among the recommendations passed down by her task force was a call to change the decor in some university spaces, primarily, quote, spaces whose visual culture is dominated by homogenous portraiture of white men. What did that mean? Too many white dudes in portraits hanging on the walls. Got to get them gone. Didn't take into account what they might have done. Didn't take into account who they were. It just said, we have too many, and this is a quote, spaces whose visual culture is dominated by homogenous portraiture of white men. So the solution was remove the portraits based on race and sex alone.
When you can consider how many were Ivy League graduates on the Colorado Supreme Court.
Oh, yeah.
It starts making some sense.
It does, doesn't it? I'm just questioning how she can still be president of this vaunted university right now. It's maddening. Sooner or later, they're going to have to. But the world's beginning to see it. She is a diversity hire. There's no way around it. There is no way they can look at this and go, you're not even holding her to the same standards you would hold a student at the university.
But, Phil, surely she was the most qualified candidate.
Pray tell.
Surely.
Pray tell. Shots of eggnog all around. I look at this. Here's what the wages of wokeness are for her. The wages of wokeness on policies like her and her leadership are that they just lost a $100 million endowment the other day. For this very reason, they have had multiple big name donors say they will no longer hire from Harvard. They used to have recruiting pools that, like, some would say, we will always go to Harvard first. They're not doing it now. Major law firms, big businesses. It's all because of crap like this. It's the wokeness that they got away with for a few years because they felt so amazingly entitled when Biden became president and BLM was allowed to do what it did. And the pandemic was allowed to generate the exercise of control that we'd never seen before. And I would say the left felt so vitally empowered that they got overreaching and over and ahead of themselves. And now it's coming back to bite them. Praise God. I just hope that Claudine Gay is gone sometime soon. I want Harvard to be Harvard again. I've never been there. But
maybe it's just time for something new.
Dude. I tell you what it's time for. It's time for a break. Let's take a break right now. We'll come right back. I'll put a lid on this one. I got a couple more. Like, what happens when a gay teacher doesn't believe in transgenderism? Doesn't matter. He's Teacher of the Year. He gets fired. I'll tell you about that when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I got some text messages to catch up on, and I will get to those in a moment. I only got a couple of stories left in this particular dipper, the wages of wokeness. So what happens when you start firing your best teachers because they don't like the narrative being fed to you by your woke policies? Here's an idea. You start losing more teachers. So here's a story. Daily Signal has this. It came out 2 days ago. A gay fifth grade teacher in Glendale, California, is suing the Glendale Unified School District after he was suspended and then fired for condemning transgender ideology at a school board meeting in April. All right, first of all, it's living proof that not everyone in the quote-unquote gay community is on board with the whole transgender ideology, all right? Ray Shelton, it says, a 25-year veteran teacher, 25 years, a 25-year veteran teacher spoke at a Glendale Unified School Board meeting amid concerns over the district's promotion of LGBTQ+ curriculums to elementary students, including by an administrator who stated that all children were naturally, quote, socialist and queer. Oh, parents have also alleged the school district allows boys who claim to be transgender to share locker rooms with girls. Shelton, this is the gay fifth grade teacher I'm talking about, has been teaching at Mark Keppel Elementary School. He was named the Glendale School District's Teacher of the Year twice. This year, he won the PTA's Golden Oak Award. He attended the April school board meeting wearing a T-shirt that said, "Make Biology Great Again." All right, I'm going to read you his quote, all right? It's a little bit long, but I think this is it, because here's what happened. He got up to speak. He was told he had 3 minutes. He had 3 to 5 minutes, I'm sorry. They cut him off 60 seconds in. Here's what this guy said. He said 2 + 2 = 4. The world is not flat. Boys and girls have certain body parts they're born with. Gender is binary and cannot be changed. Biology is not bigotry. Heterosexuality is not hate. Gender confusion and gender delusion are deep psychological disorders. No caring professional or loving parent would ever support the chemical poisoning or surgical mutilation of a child's genitalia. Transgender ideology is anti-gay, it is anti-woman, it is anti-human. It wants to take away women's sports, women's rights, women's achievements. It is misogyny writ large. And I can also say this as a gay man, the gay people, and he was cut off.
Amazing.
Yeah. So at that point, he just had no choice but to sit down because they wouldn't let him speak anymore. He got rousing applause from the audience. He was prevented from returning to his classroom after that. He was also then given a letter the next morning telling him he had been placed on leave pending investigation. He was subsequently fired. I want to know where the teachers union is now. You know? I want to know where the teachers union is now. Because I am pretty sure old boy's got himself a lawsuit in waiting. And if the teachers union had any credibility whatsoever, they'd be in there saying, you better put him back in or we're going to help him file suit.
I'm sure the ACLU is on their way to...
The SPLC should name them a hate group. The Glendale Unified School District is now a hate group. Listen, here's the thing. What are the wages of wokeness and stuff like this? Well, the wages of wokeness are you begin to lose other good employees who are like, well, forget this. I'm dropping my papers. I already qualify for retirement. You can do without me. I'm going on to the house.
Start having recruiting issues.
There you go. Sounds a little bit like the military, doesn't it? When you start trouncing on people like this, because they dare to say, why is that the narrative? And by the way, this guy's almost got more credibility because he's a self-professed gay man who just does not believe that his you know, personal life should be inflicted upon kids in the classroom. Who believes, by the way, that there's so much more that needs to be discussed. Like, biology is actually real. And he dares to speak out about it, and he's the one that gets fired. Last story I've got. Oh shoot, I had several. Well, you know, I got this one, and I got that one. I tell you what, we're going to end with this one. Microsoft, one of those, you know, monopoly companies. Microsoft has decided that they will defy the Supreme Court on college admissions issues, and they'll go ahead and provide scholarships for only black students. Black-only scholarships being offered by Microsoft. I look at this and think, what are the wages of this? Well, one of the societal wages is that kids begin to believe that they should be divided, that they should be, you know, they should see color as opposed to being colorblind. And when you do this, the wages of wokeness is the downfall of an actual unified society. By demanding that we see the differences, you create the differences. That's one of the wages of wokeness right there. All right, text messages and more when we get back. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.